Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
On the line right now, Linda Wagner from 4-H and Cornell Cooperative Extension of Fulton and Montgomery Counties. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Bob. Great.
The 4-H Youth Program has one of its major fundraisers coming up. What's it called?
It's called the Clover Combo Classic. And what that entails is we've got a 8K competitive run. We've got a 5K walkathon. We've got a kids dash, and we've got a mascot race that includes our 4-H mascot, Chris Clover. And that's all happening this Sunday, September 26th, starting off adjacent to the Fort Hunter Firehouse, and we'll be incorporating the bike path and Queen Anne Road for the race route.
So it's in Fort Hunter this Sunday, and clover is because that symbol of 4-H is a clover, a four-leaf clover, right?
That's right. And again, the 4-H'ers, head, heart, hands, and health, and this event is particularly playing up on the fourth H of health. We had the volunteers actually 7 years ago decide what they would like to do for another fundraiser initiative. And this is the kind of thing that came up. They wanted to see some more emphasis on physical activity. And so we've been able to incorporate this event, and it's been a popular one for the last couple of years here.
Yeah, you have quite a variety of distances there, right? What's that again? Eight?
It's
five?
An 8K competitive run, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then 5K walk. So if you're into that, it's about 3.1 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be all on pretty much paved surface. It's a nice scenic route. Sounds like it's going to be a warm day on Sunday. So again, just something great for the family, everybody to come out for. The walk is actually at 12:15. The run is actually at 10 o'clock. We, you know, would encourage pre-registration, but you can also register on-site for those things as well.
And there's a kids dash.
Kids dash, that's about 100 yards or a little bit more for the younger ones. That's up through about age 12, so that they can kind of just get into the spirit of things. And then it's sort of been fun, the mascot race, the couple of years. Like I said, Chris Clover is our 4-H mascot.
And what does Chris Clover look like?
A four-leaf clover.
I see.
With legs.
Uh-huh.
And we've also had Ronnie Raindrop from the Soil and Water Conservation District running.
I was going to ask you, who has mascots? But come to think of it, our sister FM station has one, Skeeter the Bug.
Maybe we could have Skeeter join us sometime. That would be great.
But Ronnie Raindrop?
Ronnie Raindrop, yes, has joined us in the past. And a couple years back, we did have Rowdy from the River Rats come out and join us.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of just a fun time. It's, again, more for fun, 100 yards, and they kind of were there also to cheer the kids for the kids' dash and kick everybody off for the walkathon
How about Mojo from the Amsterdam
Mohawks? We're hoping Mojo will be joining us this year, yes.
I know Mojo.
Do you really?
Yeah,
okay.
I've talked with her several times.
Okay, well, you can put in a word of encouragement, because there's sort of been a challenge between Ronnie Raindrop and Chris Clover, so maybe Mojo can kind of break that tie.
Very good. And if you say it's a fundraiser, I mean, and you raise funds because you have to pay money to register, is that the idea?
Yes, there's an entry fee. Again, people can go online at our website, www.ccefm.com, and there's a section for the Clover Combo. You can actually pay by PayPal. That's a new thing we have this year. Or you can pay on-site the entry fee. It's at this time, it's $25 for the run, and it's $20 for the walk. And we also have some corporate sponsors and small businesses that have helped us out with sponsorships also. So this has been, I would say, we're usually in the $5,000 to $6,000 range for our fundraiser total,
mm-hmm.
That we've done for the last couple of years. And it's all to benefit 4-H youth programs locally in Fulton Montgomery counties.
And you're having an informational program about 4-H soon or something?
Yes,
like
that's
that?
Coming up as well next Tuesday at our offices in Johnstown at 6:30. Anybody that might be interested in getting involved as 4-H members or starting a 4-H club, we'll be having some general information there to share. We got a lot of interest cards from people visiting our building at the Fonda Fair and at some other early fall events, and we just like to either try to match them up with, presently existing clubs or get some new ones going. There's really, frankly, never a lack of young people wanting to be involved, but the challenge, I would say, is finding those caring adults that maybe have a little time to spend with the kids.
Mm. Okay, so it's like being a Girl Scout or Boy Scout leader, yes. Kind of?
Yes. So it'd be we really encourage two adults, do it in a co-capacity, and certainly get other people on board. We're just not a babysitting service.
Mm-hmm.
And want to be interactive with a kid and have some good learning experiences in an interactive way, so that they're learning about a variety of subjects, and there's project materials that can be used, and we help the volunteers know how to use that with the young people.
Well, Linda Wegner of the 4-H program of Cornell Cooperative Extension, Fulton and Montgomery Counties, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
The new Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.